إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with the series on justice. Yesterday we talked about the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is Al-Haqq, and justice towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consists of worshipping only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu and obeying only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu in everything that he ordered. And that is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before and over and above the rights of anybody else. The second issue in justice is the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are two relationships that are mentioned in the Kalima Tayyiba by which we enter Islam, and that is the relationship with Allah and the relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it is this same Kalima about which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if somebody says this Kalima with ikhlas, with sincerity, he will enter Jannah. He said about the same Kalima that somebody says this Kalima when he is dying, he will enter Jannah. Saying the Kalima when he is dying does not necessarily mean that you have to say it aloud. So if you see somebody has died and they did not actually say the Kalima aloud, that doesn't mean anything. It means Alhamdulillah, inshallah, they have the Kalima in their heart, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah for them. But the point is that if we die with this Kalima on our tongue, then we enter Jannah. That's the value of this Kalima. This Kalima is that where about which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a man will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, and his books of evil deeds will be so high that the scale, the pan on which these evil books, books of evil deeds are placed, will be flat on the surface, and the other pan will be high up in the air. And this man will be asked, do you have any good deeds to put on the other pan? The man will say, I have nothing, no good deeds, only evil. And this man will be told that, yes, you have something, put it on this pan. The man will say, I have nothing. So then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a piece of paper will be given to him on which something is written, and he will be told, put this paper on the scale, on the empty scale, on the other side of the evil deeds. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when he puts that piece of paper on that empty scale, that scale will slam down on the surface and the other scale will fly up, and those books of evil deeds will fly. That is the weight of that piece of paper. And what is written on that piece of paper? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That's it. So that kalima is a kalima which spells the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. It spells the difference between Islam and non-Islam. It spells the difference between a Muslim and somebody who is not a Muslim. So it is a very, very heavy and a very important kalima, the most important, one of the five pillars of Islam and the first of the five pillars of Islam. Without the kalima, the other pillars have no meaning. Without the kalima, the other pillars have, because you have not entered Islam at all. So the kalima is literally the gateway, the doorway into Islam. And this kalima talks about two relationships: the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The kalima, as I have mentioned many times before, the kalima is a kalima of a relationship. It is not a kalima about information. That's the reason why these two questions are the questions in the qabr. When we go from this life into the other life, the first question is, who is your Rabb? Man Rabbuk. And that's a question which relates to what? To information or relationship? Relationship. They are not asking, who is the Rabb of the universe? That's a question of information. That's not the question. Question is, who is your Rabb? Relationship. And that's the reason why it is so important to build this ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, and to build the ta'alluq with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why the right of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that we fulfill the meaning of Muhammadur Rasulullah, which is the second part of the kalima. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now, what is the meaning of Muhammadur Rasulullah? Again, not information. Muhammad is the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know this. Even the one who is not a Muslim knows this. When the people refer to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, What do they refer to him as? As the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the prophet of Islam Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? They don't say the Arab trader, they don't say the head of the Arab tribes, they don't say the head of Quraysh. No, they say, they talk about the relationship of Rasul with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, that's not information. When you say Muhammad Rasulullah, when a Muslim is saying Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he means my relationship with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is that relationship? The relationship of the Ummati. The relationship of the Ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the relationship which distinguishes us. That is the relationship which differentiates us from the rest of humankind. That is the relationship which elevates us above all other people in the world, above all other human beings ever created. And that's not some caste system that I'm creating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. Kuntum khaira ummatin. You are the best of people. Who are the best people? Muslims. So therefore, this relationship with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the relationship of the Ummati to his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a personal relationship and it's also a collective relationship. It's my relationship with Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's also the collective relationship of the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Nabi whose Ummat we are sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And therefore, what is the right of this Nabi on us? The right of this Nabi on us is that we follow the Nabi that we claim to follow. That we follow the Nabi that we claim to follow. Muhammadur Rasulullah means Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah who I follow. And therefore it is his right that we follow him. Following has two parts to it. There is itaat and there is ittiba. Allah mentioned both of these words in the Quran. أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولِ وَمَنْ يُطِيعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. The one who does the itaat and the obedience of Allah, the one who obeys Allah and the one who obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, truly only that person has succeeded and succeeded finally. وَمَنْ يُطِيعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. And about ittiba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tell them, make my ittiba. Emulate me, imitate me, make my ittiba. Then what will happen? Then Allah will love you. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah will forgive your sins, wallahu ghafur rahim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving and most merciful. So, the following of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is two things. Obedience. The condition of obedience is that there has to be something to obey. There has to be a command to obey. Therefore, we must acquire knowledge and say, what is it that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us? Read the seerah, find out enough about Islam, ask people of knowledge. What is it the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me, ordered me to do? That's why you must learn about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And make one simple rule for yourself. And that rule is that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered me to do, I will do. And whatever Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered me to leave, I will leave. And this again is a rule that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. In Surah Al-Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Allah said, whatever my Nabi gives you, take it. And whatever my Nabi tells you to stay away from, stay away from it. Don't ask questions. Whatever he told you, he said, do this, do this. And if he told you, don't do this, don't do it. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. So make this fundamental rule to yourself. Whatever. And if you are in a doubt, go and find out. Supposing somebody says you should do this and you are not sure, go and find out. There is no secret in Islam. Everything is known. If it is not known, if nobody knows, then obviously it is not there. So don't do it. Go and find out. Don't argue with whoever it is. You go and find out. Is this something that the Prophet ﷺ did? If he did it, alhamdulillah, no problem. Please do it. If he did not do it, don't go near it. If you are in doubt, don't go near it. Simple as that. Whatever the thing might be. This is with respect to itaat, to obedience. What about ittiba? ittiba or imitation or emulation is a sign of the love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why Allah did not mention his love with respect to itaat. Allah said, you are successful, you will get Jannah, inshallah. But with respect to the hub of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with respect to the sign of love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah will love that person. What do you think will happen to the person who Allah loves? And that comes with the muhabbat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now muhabbat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is over and above the itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One who is not obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot claim to have muhabbat of the Prophet. That is a lie. Because if you are not even obeying a command, where is the question of muhabbat? So that's a lie. If you are obeying the commands, you don't still necessarily have muhabbat. You may be obeying the command because I want to get Jannah, this, I'm afraid of the fire. Fair enough, that's nothing wrong with that. That is one level of iman, alhamdulillah. May Allah give us at least that much. But we ask for more, always ask for the best. And what is the best? The best is the hubb of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is the sign of muhabbat? What is the sign of love for somebody or something? The sign of love for someone or something is you imitate them. This is psychology. This is human psychology. Take little boys. You see the boy walking, you know who his father is. Because he walks like his father. If you look at them, they look like, you know, little reduced images of the fathers. We have enough and more examples of people imitating pop stars and film stars and this one and that one, and somebody's got one crazy looking haircut because Amir Khan had this haircut, or you know, some nonsense like that. So the sign of love is imitating. People talk like the ones who they respect and who they imitate, and they want to be like them. What is the whole idea of role model? What's a role model? So if Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is your role model, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you make my Nabi your role model, I will love you. That hope of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So itaat is to follow an order. Imitation or emulation is to do which wasn't even ordered, just because he used to do it, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah. So somebody is wearing a hat like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan did tell him, please wear a hat like mine. He's doing it because he likes the style. So he's imitating the style. So when we emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are emulating the best of creation, and we are emulating the one that Allah loves. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you because you look like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are imitating Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah? There is this story which in the seerah which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when the people of Firaun were destroyed, there was one of them who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved. So Musa alayhi salam, when he saw who was saved, Musa alayhi salam got very upset. And he said, Ya Allah, this fellow was the first one who should have been drowned. Because he used to make fun of me. He used to imitate me all the time. He used to make fun of me. He used to mock me the whole time, and so on and so forth. And you saved him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Musa, for you it was mocking, but I liked the way he did it. I liked him because he tried to imitate my Nabi. So I saved him. And that is for somebody who was mocking. Now imagine somebody who is doing it out of genuine love for the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a sign of the love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he should be loved, and that he should be loved more than anyone and anything else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than anyone and anything else except my own life. And I always say, really we have to appreciate and sacrifice ourselves on the sincerity of the sahaba. What was the need for Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu to say this in so much detail? I love you is enough, no? But complete truthfulness, total truthfulness with regard to themselves. Total sincerity. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than anyone and anything else except my own life. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, Ya Umar, your iman is not complete. Yeah, look at where he is starting. He said, you have no iman. Your iman is not complete until you love me more than anyone and anything else, including yourself. So now, what would you or I do if you were in the position of Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu anhu? You would say, no, Ya Rasulullah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. I love you. But not Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu anhu. The truthfulness of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu does not allow him to make a statement like that. So he left and went away. He only heard the statement, he went away. He came back after some time and he said, Ya Rasulullah, now I love you more than myself, more than anyone else, including myself. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Al-an ya Umar. He said, now O Umar, now O Umar. He said it three times. He said, now O Umar radiallahu anhu. And the Muhaddithin, when they explain this hadith, they say that now Al-An Ya Umar can mean one of two things. One, it can mean that only now your iman is complete. And the other one is, it is in the form of a question saying, only now you understood this. That is the level of love for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'll give you the dalil from the Quran also. On the same issue, on the love for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayat of Surah Tawbah, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةً تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counted the things that we love in our lives. Allah said, say to them, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say to whom? To the Muslims. Because this ayat is not for the non-Muslim. Non-Muslim is not even inside Islam. This is for the Muslim, for the believer. Say to them, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say to them that if you love your parents, if you love your children, if you love your brothers and sisters, if you love your spouses, if you love your relatives, if you love that wealth that you accumulate and you feel nice about, look at your bank balance, oh my God, I've got so many 1,000 crores in my bank, looks nice. If you love the trade and businesses that you have in which you fear a decline, if you love those houses you build and then you look at your house and say, MashaAllah, what a lovely house. If you love any of these things, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ, if these things are more beloved to you, min Allahi, than Allah, wa Rasulihi, and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa jihadin fi sabilihi, and jihad fi sabilillah. Allah said, فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِ. Allah said, get out, go away, and wait for the azab of Allah. Wait for the punishment of Allah to come on you. To do, for what? Because you love these things, every single one of those things is something which is legitimate and jais to love, including love for parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterated that in the Quran. He said, love them, serve them, love them, serve them. So the issue is not loving or not. The issue is which do you love more. So we're not talking about loving something which is haram. No, this, all of this is halal. Alhamdulillah. You have halal wealth. For you to appreciate that is very good. Alhamdulillah. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With your halal wealth, you build a nice house. And you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the wealth to build a house. Nothing wrong with that. But if you love this more than you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than you love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more than you love the fight in the path of Allah, the struggle in the path of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah does not need you, and not just doesn't need you, Allah said, go and wait for the punishment of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterated and emphasized that and said, Wallahu la yahdil qawmal fasiqeen. And Allah does not give hidayat to people who are rebellious. So to love something more than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam puts you in the place of fasiqoon, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only promised Jahannam, Allah promised not to guide them. May Allah save us from such a fate. So therefore the right of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that we love him more than anyone and anything else. It is his right that we obey whatever he told us to do. And it is right that we demonstrate this love for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by following his sunnah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to do that to a level of excellence, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the barakah of His sunnah in our lives, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our lives with the barakah of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to make this love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the means of our delivery on the day of judgment, the means of our forgiveness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.